Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, November 15th. Sharing a table with us this morning, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Birthdays, World War II German Field Marshal Erwin Rommel, the Desert Fox, born on this day in 1891. Ed Asner, Mr. Grant, on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, is 84 today.
Yes, Mr. Grant, I will, but it does seem that you've been asking a lot of very personal questions that don't have a thing to do with my qualifications for this job.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk.
On this day in history, in 1864, during the Civil War, Union General William Tecumseh Sherman's march to the sea begins.
He was one of the first people to use the instrument of terror, at least in America anyway, as a legitimate instrument of war. He wanted to show to the Southern people that if an army can march anywhere in the South and do whatever it wants to with impunity, the war is over.
For a professional soldier, the campaigns for Georgia and the Carolinas are a model of logistical genius, of innovation, and of a commander understanding the psychology of the people against whom he was fighting.
In 1956, Elvis Presley makes his movie debut as Love Me Tender hits the downtown picture shows across America.
Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are.
Out of the great Southwest comes the sensational adventure of the notorious Reno brothers and the girl they fought over, starring Richard Egan as Vance Reno, who came back from the wars to claim his bride, and introducing Elvis Presley as Clint Reno, who loved his brother, but also loved his brother's girl.
Number one on the charts this day in 1965, the Super Supremes and I Hear a Symphony.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony.
On the KETR events calendar, every year millions of children are trafficked worldwide. Make a difference by participating in the Commerce Challenge course for charity on the A&M Commerce campus from 1 to 5 p.m. Sunday. All proceeds benefit Hope for the Silent Voices, an organization dedicated to helping stop human trafficking. The event will take place at the University Amphitheater. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Francis Dalby, the executive director of Hunt County United Way. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Francis visits with us now and again on the various organizations of the United Way and the things that they do. And today we're going to be talking about fish.
Yes, Hunt County Shared Ministries.
Hunt County Shared Ministries.
Yes.
Okay, you kind of move the letters around to get fish then a little bit, huh?
I don't think that's exactly how they do it, but they have become known as fish to most people in Hunt County.
Okay. Now, also, you were telling me that you need volunteers for some of the holiday activities coming up for fish.
Yes, there are a lot of volunteer activities coming up for the holidays. One of those is packing bags for delivery at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And fish will be packing bags November 19th, 20th, and 21st in the evening, about 5 to 7, depending on how many volunteers come out and how long it takes to pack those bags. And then December 17th, 18th, and 19th. And they'll be packing those bags between the building, the juice building on Wesley Street, which is at 2810 Wesley, and the Fish Ministries building, which is at 2805 King Street. They're back-to-back, so they use both areas to do that.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly where that is. And for someone who's been around a long time in Greenville, that's where the old Greenville Junior High School used to be. How much food goes into one of those bags, and what sort of food, what size of a package are we talking about?
It's usually, they have turkeys or ham, I can't remember which one, but a meat product, and then they'll have 2 to 3 bags of groceries. During the November disbursement at Thanksgiving, they have about 2 bags of groceries, and it's you know, the traditional Thanksgiving meal type groceries. But at Christmas time, they kind of take into consideration the children being out and there being a little bit more of a need based on them not getting food at school. Mm-hmm. So they, it's a little bit more than that at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. So the Thanksgiving package is more for the day of Thanksgiving.
Traditional family type meal, yes.
And then the Christmas thing is more of something that would carry a family through for several days.
Correct.
I see. We often ask, and I will ask you, how many people are served by this? But let me first ask you, how many people help with this? How many people do you get to at one time or another come out and give you some help?
It would be hundreds of people. There are anywhere from 40 to 60, maybe even 100 volunteers every evening. And we've packed in the cold. We've packed in the rain. It takes a ton of volunteers to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And then any way of saying how many people either make donations directly of food or cash that makes it happen?
Those of people who participated with the Greenville Herald Banner food drive. And I would say that's probably hundreds of thousands of people that help in any way, shape, or form. The food bank can get about 100 pounds of food for $15, which I would encourage anybody who would like to give, if they can give financially, to give the money, because it goes so much farther.
Mm.
But they will always accept canned goods. Anything you can do to help is much appreciated.
Right. It's great that people are so generous. And they are.
Absolutely.
But even more so this time of year, I'm sure you'd like to see that level of generosity just continue right on through the year, wouldn't you?
Yes, that would be wonderful. There is a need 365 days a year.
But we're more conscious of it when we come around to Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right. The spirit of giving kind of comes in play there.
Yeah. How many people received food baskets last year for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I don't know the exact number, but the year before was almost 700, and I think it's increased this year. They were still taking applications toward the end of the month, so I would guess it's probably anywhere from 800 to 1,000 baskets they'll be giving away, and that will be all over Hunt County.
Uh-huh. And so people do fill out an application in order to qualify?
They do have to verify that they have residence in the county, and there is a slight application that they have to fill out, yes.
A little bit of information just to make sure they're needy.
Correct, uh-huh. Correct.
And how are these baskets, you may have already told me this, but how are these baskets delivered? Are they taken directly to the home of the people?
There are probably some of those that do get directly delivered, but it's more of a come and pick your bag up. I know the Commerce Church here, the Methodist Church.
First United Methodist Church.
They do a distribution. Wolf City is doing a distribution with, I believe, their Kiwanis group. Quinlan has a church that does a distribution. So there are distribution points throughout the county. But yes, you come and you pick those up, and it's a kind of a neat little process. It's very organized how it happens.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to run out of time if we're not careful here. But tell me again the dates when you need volunteers for this project.
At Fish, they need volunteers November 19th, 20th, and 21st, and then again December 17th, 18th, and 19th. If you have any questions, you can call the Fish office. That number is 903-455-0545, or you can call the United Way office.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose if they find the United Way, the Hunt County United Way online, your website, there's probably information there as well?
There is a link there as well, yes.
So just do a search, Hunt County United Way, and...
and we will come up, UnitedWayOfHuntCounty.org.
Okay. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you so much for having me again.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.